Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. And it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question wins the KSN polo shirt. If you want to submit a question for Ross, it's really easy. Download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, or you can email us at info@ksnsports.net. And Ross, we also have something new and exciting going on. We are going to do a drawing for those who submit a question to Ask Ross and Ask T. Frank, and we'll then do the drawing. And the winner gets a free RV weekend from our friends at GoPSURV.com for the first Big Ten home game against Indiana. So you got to submit your questions. It will go into the drawing. We will get our winner a few weeks from now, and you'll get that RV for Indiana. Ross, you and I both know that's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Absolutely love it. Highly recommend it. I think anybody that does it will enjoy it for sure.
Okay. Here we go with the questions. You ready, sir?
I am ready.
Let's start with Lee from Mount Lebanon, PA. He says, "Hey, Ross, I know I'm at least old school. My grandchildren probably just say I'm old. For the life of me, though, I could never have imagined leaving my community and friends for my final year of high school sports to go to a place far from home like IMG Academy. Obviously, players feel they potentially have a lot to gain by making such a move. But in your opinion, what are the top advantages of making such a move?"
Yeah, this is a tough topic for me because I think it on some level depends on where you're from and what you believe in. And I think, you know, for me, I cannot imagine anything stopping me from playing my senior year of high school football with my best friends. I had waited my whole life for that. Like, that was what we were working towards our whole childhoods. That said, whether it's a guy that goes to IMG or this Quinn Ewers, the quarterback from Texas who reclassified and is going to Ohio State and already has an NIL deal, is even like 18 years old. I do understand the thought process of trying to take advantage of a unique opportunity. You know, IMG, with the training down there, the nutrition, the competition, I think what they sell you on is this is the best chance, this is the best way to maximize your potential as a football player, right? You're going to get the best coaching, the best training, the best nutrition, play the top competition. And so I think, especially if you're from somewhere, Jim, where maybe high school football is not a big deal, or maybe if your team's not good, I can see why some guys do it, but I would have a very, very, very tough time doing that. And even like Quinn Ewers as the NIL, I understand the concept, believe me, of striking while the iron's hot and capitalizing on the ability to make money from what you've done to that point when you can. Totally get it. But, and maybe it's easy for me to say now that I'm 42 and in a good spot, but I guess the older I get, Jim, the more I realize how much money isn't everything. And I look at it the other way. Like Quinn Ewers, he would have had to wait till after the season to start to do this, but like, that's only 4 or 5 months away. You know, I mean, he was going to early enroll at Ohio State, and as soon as his high school football season was over, he'd be able to start to get those NIL deals. And I wonder this, Jim. I would like to talk to Quinn Ewers 20 years from now. And I hope he has a great college career, except for when they play Penn State. And I hope he has a great NFL career. But I'd like to say to him, how much would you pay to go back and have that last senior season in the Friday night Texas lights with your buddies? How much would you pay? Because I can tell you right now, Jim, I would pay a large sum of money to play my senior year of high school football again, or to just go through my senior year of school again. That was one of the best years of my life in so many ways. And it's really hard to put a price on that.
I agree, Ross. I think for a lot of us, that senior year in high school was the best of times. And playing sports was just about having fun. Like you, I get it. Strike while the iron's hot. Capitalism, make the money. I think what concerns me even more was I believe he's a running back out of Texas. He's not leaving high school, but he's not playing his senior year because he wants to prepare for college. I think he's a Texas commit. So he's got the scholarship, but he's just choosing to work out and prepare for his college career rather than playing. And I think he's another one who years from now would probably say, you know, I wish I could go back and play that senior year. All right, let's go to our next question, Ross. And this is Brad from Perkasy, who says, with Franklin wanting to run a hurry-up offense, what kind of pressure does that put on Penn State's offensive line, and what does it also do to Penn State's defense?
Well, let's start with defense. The negative of an up-tempo offense is if you go three and out, you are really putting your defense back on the field quickly without much of a breather, right? And especially in college football, with as many snaps as they run, you know, they can start to wear down. So that's number one in terms of the negative for the defense. For the offensive line, I don't really think there is one, Jim. I think it's a major benefit because defenses have to be more vanilla. They can't be as complicated because they don't really have time to get lined up and disguise things. If you're really rolling, the defensive line gets tired. I mean, we saw it with what Chip Kelly did at Oregon. It was just tough to adjust to that speed. And they were able to roll over people. But now so many people do it that defenses are a little bit better equipped for it than they used to be. But I still think it's – I absolutely still think it can be an advantage for an offense.
All right. Let's move on to Dave from Pennsburg, who says, I'm a Penn State fan who's indifferent to the uniform. I appreciate its storied history and metaphorical significance, but at times admire those of other teams. So answer these questions for me. Ross, are you a one uniform for the season guy or a change it up every game guy? Two, should Penn State consider what I call a throw forward uniform for a game, a la something shiny and offensive to the eyes like Oregon or even... And I'm saying this because this is how he spelled it, Ross, or Notre Dame. I think they're still busting my ass about that, Ross. Let's face it, the Generations of Greatness throwback uniforms really weren't all that different from what we see all the time. So do the recruits that you work with place any significance on uniforms? Do they comment on it with you? And what percentage prefer Oregon style or prefer Penn State, Alabama, we are what we are style? In general, he wants to know what you think about uniforms.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you have to be constantly changing your uniform, it says something about you as a program. In other words, like if you're USC or Alabama or Penn State, or Michigan, or Notre Dame, your look, your uniform is so iconic. I guess I don't know why you would ever mess with that. Like, you spent decades building that brand. To change it, I don't really understand. Now, if you're Oregon or Texas Tech or South Carolina, if you're kind of a, you're not really a blue blood, you know, I think it's a good way to attract some recruits because it's new and it's different. But I don't know. I think I'm old school. I love Penn State's uniforms. I always have. I wouldn't change it. But I do think with NIL and all this stuff going on, I do think something like name on the back of the jersey is going to be something that they consider. Because that could be sort of held against them, so to speak.
I hope they don't do it. And it's not a thing where I have a problem with names on the uniforms. It's just, I remember they did that for a couple years with Bill O'Brien, and it just looked wrong. It wasn't that same, as you said. You turn on the TV, you see a Penn State uniform, you instantly know it's Penn State. And but anytime there's uniform talk, it reminds me of a quote from Joe Paterno, obviously many, many years ago, when he was asked about the plain uniforms. And he said, "We do it because it's different, and that makes us Penn State." He said, "If everybody else did plain uniforms, we would do fancy ones, just so we're different and we're unique in Penn State." Let's sneak one more in really quickly, Ross. This is Pat from Chester, Connecticut. With most of college football not playing in front of crowds last year, will that give teams a larger home field advantage, since a large proportion of teams have never played in front of large crowds?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think the home field advantage will be more pronounced this year than it was last year, certainly. And I think early in the season, especially playing with through the noise for a road team, might take some effort. But I don't know if I'd say more than ever. It's a good question, actually.
Okay, and that is going to be it. We'll name our winner at the start of quarter number four. You want to stay tuned for that. Andrew P. Shea will be back. Thank you, Ross, for answering the questions, and we'll do that again next week, so make sure you send in your questions for Ross. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.